Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So let's have all of our great listeners here today as we get ready for Relationship Wednesday. Okay, so we have been speaking our Relationship Wednesday session, which will take us into either having a guest or having just a question. Well, everyone can come in and just talk and ask a different question. Our question today, we've been talking about some different things offline, and so we're bringing it online, and the question is, what one change in your behavior will be most likely to make your relationship with your partner closer and warmer? Now, if you know that there is something that you're doing that is not beneficial to your relationship, the question then begins to, the question is asked is, why do you continue to do that? We know that sometimes we have so many background noises that we still can't understand it. But what we're going to do to talk, what we're going to talk about today is, how do we get around that? How do we let some of that background noise go? How do we move beyond doing things that we know are the death of good, solid relationships? So we do have a listener on, listener from area code 757. Would you like to answer the question? Listener, are you here? So we also have a listener at the 312. Would you like to answer the question today? Alrighty. So one of the things we want to talk about is, how do we have effective relationships? And we know sometimes that can be hard to have good, solid relationships, especially when you're coming out of relationships that may not have been what you thought they were going to be, did not go as well as you were hoping. So how do you work, and how do you do, and how do you move through that? You'll hear so many sob stories from men and women, because men can have the same problem as well of having bad relationships. I know a lot of times people think that they would just, oh, it's only women, it's not men, so we shouldn't have that problem. But what we definitely want to think about is, how do we make good relationships? How do we build good relationships? Where do we start? Where do we get the clay from this type of relationship? So we have some different callers. We're just trying to see who's going to chime in today. So if you want to chime in, just let me know, and we'll get your response online. So one of the things that we're talking about is the, based on the premise of You Versus You, which is a book that we have coming up. And it talks about, how do you get and give the best part of you? How do you get to the best you? We know that everyone's going to change, or they want to change, or they want to try changing, but it doesn't always seem to work well. So what we need to do is try to figure out, what aspect of that, of change, do we want to start with? Because sometimes change is so hard that we can't just do it all at once. It takes some time, or it is too much for us, or we're not ready, or things of that nature. So one of the things we definitely want to do is how do we facilitate change in ourselves? Because we know how much we want to deal with, how little we want to deal with, where we want to go, what we want to do. But what we really want is how do we get the change in ourselves? So we have another caller online, caller from the 804 area code. Are you with us?
Yes, I am. This is Janice.
Hi. Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. My name is Miss Rain. This is the Relationship Wednesday show for Blog Talk Radio. Would you like to answer the question?
Well, I think I'm going to just listen right now and see what's going on.
And you know what? That is great as well. So I'm going to put you back in listen-only mode. And if you have a question, you can just I'll check back in a few minutes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're trying to outline is developing ways for you to get through change or set up change for you. We all know that this is the time of year where everyone is looking and starting to talk about, oh, well, I'm going to do my New Year's resolutions. I didn't do. I know I didn't do anything that I said I was going to do last year. I know I set some really lofty goals for myself. Now, here's what I'm going to do. What happens after you set those great resolutions for change? Let's say I'm going to be better in my relationships. I'm going to be more responsive, be more receptive to the person that I'm with. And then you fall back into that pattern because sometimes change, it takes a lot of work. It definitely takes a lot of work. So one of the things that we're going to start with is just starting small. If you know that you have an issue with intimacy as far as you don't like to hold hands, touch, cuddle, figure out some ways how you can add a little bit more into the relationship. One of the things you definitely want to do is open up the lines of communication. You want to let the person know, you know what, I do want to be more receptive. I do want to be more open. And the only way I know how to do that is by XYZ. So one of the things that I have learned, if I want to be more receptive, let's hold hands. Let me get to that part first. Holding hands may not seem very intimate to some people, but it is a very intimate situation for other people that do not like that kind of intimacy. I've had friends that talk about holding hands as though they were being put in handcuffs, like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe he wants to just hold my hand. What's wrong with that person? The problem is then, why do you not want to hold hands? Why do you not want to show affection? So how do you work around that? Also, there's always a cuddling issue. How do you show or cuddle or be more effective or affectionate? One of the craziest things, just start out with a teddy bear or some type of something that you can cuddle that is not going to attack you or like, oh, no, get away from me. You're cuddling too much or you're smothering me. So that way you can kind of get used to it. We all know that our arms get tired. It becomes a bit much some days. So just look for ways that you can connect with that person. One of the things that we're looking at is creating a list of things that you will need to do to get you to the change. A lot of people do this every time they want to change something. They jump in whole hog 100% and fly all the way through. And the next thing you know, they're burnt out, did not get to do any of the things they needed to do, or it was too hard, I couldn't get it all, it wasn't effective, whatever the situation, and then they stop. We know that in order for something to be a habit, studies have shown that you would need to do it at least for 21 consecutive days. If you can do it for 21 consecutive days, then you can get through it. Then it can become natural to you. What happens, people don't get to that 21 day. They may get to, okay, I'm going to do this for a week. It's fun. Wait, it's becoming too much. I didn't wake up. I didn't get to do it. And things like that happen. So one of the things we definitely want to do is how do we connect? How do we get you to the next area of change? So if you want to have a better relationship, what can you implement into your relationship that's going to give you a better relationship? Also, the second, because this is a two-part question, as what one thing could you implement and one change in your behavior could you change? And the second part is, why haven't you done that? Why haven't you implemented that change? What is stopping you from implementing that change? Some changes, it's just hard. It's just hardwired. People just don't want to get involved with that change because it's going to expose some hurt, some issues, some things of that nature. And so you just kind of want to move beyond that. One of the things you can do is you can look at, what else could I do besides being angry all the time or not being receptive or not showing affection? What else can I do to get beyond that? A lot of times people have to look at what caused it in the first relationship was bad, and every relationship beyond that is bad, is definitely going to be an issue. So we have a person that would like to ask a question. We have 312. Yes, sir, and the 312 area code.
Hi, I'm 312-339 area code. And I was looking at the question, the first part, what one change in your behavior would be most likely to make your relationship with your partner closer and warmer. And I think that because so many people have different ways of expressing how they love themselves, that it may be best to find out, if you don't know this by now, is exactly what your partner likes. And so then that way you can kind of change, you know, make a change in yourself that kind of reflects what they like more of. And after a while, I guess it might become a little bit more easier for you to become closer and warmer to that partner.
Great. So if you have these opportunities, what in your opinion do you think need to happen?
I think that one of the first parts of the word relationship is relate. And in order for you to relate, you have to communicate. And so by having that open communication with the person you're dating or the person that you've been with, then you'll really be able to sit down and kind of learn exactly what it is that warms them up to you.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. What I have a friend who is going to come on when we have our next question. She's a Christian divorce attorney. And one of the things we talked about when I was telling her about this question was looking at it from the perspective of conflict resolution. So describe the behavior and helping to understand what is a behavior and what is not a behavior. So some people may think, the problem is he's lazy. Well, let's talk about what you deem as lazy, and is that a behavior or is that just a character trait? So one of the things that has to be defined is what do they consider a behavior as compared to something that may be a character trait or personality trait. So one of the other things that we're also going to look at when we're talking about Relationship Wednesday is how to have a good relationship, not with everyone else, but with yourself. One of the things that get a lot of people in trouble is they go from relationship to relationship to relationship, and they don't give themselves a chance to heal. So you want to have an opportunity to build a good relationship with yourself, because once you build a good relationship with yourself, you will not settle for anything. You will not put yourself in a situation to where you can hurt yourself or get hurt by someone else. When you love you more than anything else, you will not settle for less. One of the books that we're going to look at during Relationship Wednesday is The Secret of Love. This is a book by Don Miguel Ruiz, who's a shaman. And in this book, he talks about the secret kitchen. He had an analogy when he talks about that. When you have a secret kitchen, in this kitchen you have everything you ever need, every food that you can think of, everything. And when you understand that, no one can come and try to bribe you with, because you know you have every food imaginable. But when you're not sure, you don't understand, when someone says, hey, I got some good pizza, your thought is, I want some of your pizza. Now, mind you, you are in a kitchen that has every food imaginable. But this person comes in and says, I'm going to give you this pizza. So now you're taking this pizza, you walk away from your kitchen, you're eating this person's pizza, and then now you become possessive, like, who else are you giving this pizza to? So you have lost track of yourself, and now you're more concerned with what this person is giving you. And then, guess what? If that person is giving it to you, he can stop giving it to you. And so then you're thinking, like, okay, so now I have no more pizza. Well, you do. You have a magic kitchen. And in this magic kitchen, you have every food imaginable, everything that you need. And when he, at the end of this analogy, he relates it to love and relationships. So you have all the love that you need within you. You give it as you see fit. But if you don't feel like you have enough love within you, you are forever begging for someone else to give you that love, or pizza as it is described in the book. And then you're going from one person, one pizza to the next pizza to a sandwich, whatever, not realizing that you had everything you need in yourself. I see that 312 has a hand raised again. Did you have another comment or question?
Hold on, sorry, I didn't have one. I'm just still listening.
Great. So if you would like to ask a question, press number one and we'll raise your hand and I'll be able to see it on the air. So some other things that we're definitely going to be talking about, we're going to ask readers, we're going to do pound one. If you have a question, click pound one, and I will be able to see your hand. Another thing we're going to ask is we're going to have readers to call in and give like a little story and talk about some things that were a success in their relationship and some things that were a problem, and they either moved through it, grew through it, or moved on. So these are going to be some different things that we're going to do during our Relationship Wednesday, which we are going to have live guests. We're going to have relationship experts in a variety of different areas. We're going to talk about, there's also we're going to bring our Christian divorce attorney, and she's currently writing a book asking, are you about really thinking about divorce? The book is not just to say, hey, it's about divorce, but really thinking about why you want to end your marriage, and do you really want to end your marriage? And so it's also about building solid relationships. So it's not always about ending the relationship. We're also going to have people coming in talking about different things that you can do to make your relationship the best, how you can be the best in your relationship as well as giving the best in your relationship. So the Relationship Wednesday is going to be a variety of different things, but they all will have the focus of building and creating excellent relationships. So these are things that we're going to be talking about. We're also looking forward to having some of our guests come on and just talk about different things that they felt have worked for them, that have really helped them move in a new and exciting way in relationships with their friends, spouses, families, whatever. So relationships aren't always about won't always be romantic relationships. They will also be relationships with family, because we know there are a lot of family issues with relationships as well as coworkers, because a relationship at work can cause a problem as well. So there will be a variety of different relationships that we will be working with. We have a great opportunity coming up. I'm working right now to bring in some different national celebrities that I have worked with in the past. I was an editor for several magazines, and we are still in contact, and have them come on and just talking about any latest projects that they have, and then from the perspective of how is that effective for your relationship. Because if you
are extremely busy and your spouse is extremely busy, those relationships have to be worked on very much because they can just fall apart. So if you have any other questions, please feel free to raise your hand and I will gladly answer them. Hello, did you have a question or comment? Oh, buddy. So we're running out of callers as the callers are moving around. There are no questions right now. We can either come to an end to the show or just see what our next move is. So we'll have a moment to remind you that you are listening to Think Big
You're
Radio.
Listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
All right. Well, do we have any other questions before we call it a wonderful night? 804, did you have any questions or comments? Okay. Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening. Be tuned for our next show where we will have a guest that will be on to talk about different aspects of relationships. We are confirming that. So be on the lookout for all of that information. And I want to thank you for taking time to listen in to Relationship Wednesday. And the question is, thank you and good night.